personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leaf.
Wow, this is a good topic, Lauren. This is important to discuss, and we think about this a lot. Actually, my brother-in-law was over the other day, and he said, how do you guys know what you want to do on all these businesses all the time? And I said, because Lauren and I sit outside with a glass of wine, sometimes a Coca-Cola Classic.
And Pellegrino.
Did you see Coca-Cola's stocks doing well? Anyway, so Warren believes in Coca-Cola, so I believe in Coca-Cola, because all hail Buffett. So back to where we were. Berkshire, I hope you know, Home Services is one of the best brokerages in the country, and this is a real estate show, so all hail Buffett. So back to where we were. What we were discussing before the break was, hey, if you're going to make your landlord your partner, the first thing you have to decide is whether what they're giving you is valued at the same that you value the interest. It's irrelevant that it's your landlord, as Lauren so adequately or aptly or intelligent or brilliantly pointed out. You could get a loan from lots of different places. So there are two different conversations. Number one, is the rent that this landlord wants good in the market? And do you have the right terms in the lease? That's one conversation. The second conversation you have, if they're going to forego rent for equity, do they value your equity at the same amount that you value your equity?
Yeah, and I was just thinking in real estate right now, in commercial real estate, with all of these big businesses closing, is commercial real estate going to go down? So are you getting locked into a number, and the number is going to be too high for what it really should be in the market? So if you're thinking about having a landlord invest in your business right now.
I'm going to answer your question, because it's not about commercial real estate that I was reading, but it was about a similar thing. I want to tell you, I was reading this Market Watch piece by Keith Giroux. I might be saying his last name wrong. He's a smart guy, though. It's an opinion piece. And he wrote, "The feared jumbo mortgage debacle is here, thanks to the coronavirus, and ready to pound the housing market." He was talking about housing, but if you notice, he used the word jumbo market. Jumbo market is not about, just so we're clear, those conforming loans from Fannie, from Freddie, from FHA. You know those loans that cap out at 5, 10, 40 nationally? We're in places like New York. They cap out at 765, 600. So if you're getting one of these loans for 800, 900, a million, 3 million, 10 million, that's called a jumbo loan. And a jumbo loan is very similar to a commercial loan, because you know a commercial loan isn't insured by the government either. So what you're saying and what he's saying is that, you know what he writes in this article? You know what he writes in? Small businesses are going down from Corona. They don't have the money to be able to sustain a downturn, let alone a second one. Isn't California closing again? So what we're about to see, to your point, is a foreclosure tsunami like we've never seen before. And if there's a foreclosure tsunami on the commercial sector, which is what you're saying, our friend Keith Giroux, not a friend. He should be my friend. I'm a nice guy. Won't you be my neighbor? So Keith Giroux says you're going to get that in the jumbo. We're saying in the commercial, he's saying in the jumbo, irrespective. If there's a foreclosure tsunami and there's issues with tenants that are going out, is the rent, this is what Lauren said, that you make a deal on today, is that the same rent it's going to be in a month, in 2 months? I don't know. What do you know?
Do you want to make a long-term lease at all in this market?
That's a good question. Well, if you're a tenant, do you want to make a long-term lease? Well, if you think the numbers are low, maybe you do. But what you need to do is, when you're doing a long-term lease, is you have to be, you know, one of my favorite stories from law school. Did you ever hear of Chock Full of Nuts?
Coffee, right?
Yeah, Chock Full of Nuts coffee. And I heard this story in law school. They used to be bigger than Starbucks. I don't know if you remember. I didn't hear this in law school. I actually knew this. They used to be all over New York City. You know how Starbucks are all over New York City? There would be these Chock Full of Nuts cafes everywhere. You want to hear something fabulous? They had long-term leases everywhere throughout the city. And their long-term leases were at such great rates that what they did is they realized it would be better to just sublet their leases than to keep selling coffee.
Yeah, it can make so much more money.
And so they just sublet and went out of business and said, we should just be rich. And so I guess Lauren's point is, when you make a long-term lease and you make it on a volatile market, which is what we're in right now, if you make a long-term lease on a volatile market, you got to say to yourself, is this lease good or is it just Corona good? Speaking of this lease being good or Corona good, my man Eric File is ringing in right now, and he wants to teach us about a new song. Hold on, let's get rid of Eric.
Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb.
Presents Dantastic Hamptons with Eric File.
Eric. So I keep wondering if the lease is Corona good. And I hear at Dantastic Hamptons, you have the answer to know if it's good or if it's Corona good. What am I talking about?
We absolutely do. We have the answer thanks to East Quogue songwriter Harry Spiro and his new hit song, Is It Corona Good?
Let's give it a listen and find out.
It's day 49 and I can't possibly find anything decent to watch on TV. There's this ridiculous show about tigers I can't imagine that I'd normally see. While I'm making a bunch of brand new friends, social distancing in my neighborhood, I wonder if I really like them or if they're only Corona good. Are they good? Or are they Corona
good? Or are they Corona good?
Are they Corona good?
Are they Corona good?
Standing 6 feet apart at the grocery store with my gloves and my mask, you see. Everybody there is dressing the exact same way, like they're rehearsing for a robbery. Back home, my baby is cooking up dinner, but she doesn't work with chicken or meat. What she makes doesn't really taste that bad, except I've lost 11 pounds in 2 weeks. Is her food good? Or is it
Corona good?
Are my taste buds ignored? Has my temperature soared? Is there a virus?
I'm jamming, Lauren.
You are jamming.
Or is it Corona good?
You're having a lot of fun here.
Is it Corona good?
It's true, though.
Is it Corona good?
This song is dead on.
Is it Monday or Tuesday, April or May? I sincerely don't know where to start. I've been washing my hands so many times each day, I finally learned happy birthday by heart. Now I've written a couple thousand tunes in my life, and maybe 20 of them don't really suck. So I'm wondering if this song's any better, or if I'm just plumb out of luck. Is this song good?
Yes.
Or is it
Corona good?
Will you be singing along?
I am.
Aren't you?
It's so true.
Is it good?
It's good.
Or is it Corona good?
Definitely Corona good.
Is it Corona good? Is it Corona good?
I got the hand waves going. Wow, that was Corona good.
That was Corona good.
Wow. I think it was not just Corona good, Lauren. That song was good, 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 good. Eric, what do you think?
Oh, I absolutely think it's brilliant. I'm a big fan of, you know, Bare Naked Ladies. It reminds a little bit, or even Adam Sandler and The Wedding Singer. And
yeah.
I've been humming it throughout my house since the first time I heard it. Absolutely.
I heard a little guster in there.
More than just Corona good.
And it really hit home to me because, like, I've been thinking that, like, I think that my wife keeps, Lauren keeps complimenting my dinner, and I think that she just thinks I'm Corona good. Like, when we get takeout, she definitely is much more excited. So, and you know what I'm going to do, though, is I have this idea. is I was reading Dan's papers, and I see that they've now released the 2019 vintage list, Eric, and I'm going to go on this vintage list because I think that's going to help me with Dinner with Lauren. What should I learn on this vintage list?
Oh, absolutely. So all of these wines, of course, are much more than just Corona good. They're fabulous. This is the 2019 vintages that are finally bottled, being poured. They're incredible. It really depends if you're a red guy, if you're a white drinker, if you love yourself some rosé. I mean, it's summertime. It's the Hamptons. You've got to be drinking rosé. Am I right? I mean, that sort of is, as we've talked about, Pep.
Think, drink, pink.
Drink is what is in.
Think, drink, pink.
Absolutely, absolutely right.
And,
you know, Matabella Vineyards, for example, 2019 rosé, awesome. Everybody loves that one. I would definitely also go McCall. They've got a great, it's a blend of Syrah and Merlot and Sauvignon Blanc, and that's another fantastic rosé that pairs with anything you're going to be eating from the East Bend.
Well, I have an idea on how to know how to pair it, too, because I understand that the new thing is to get a private chef. So I'm going to get myself a private chef, and you have information about that, too, and they'll tell me how to pair. Tell me about the private chefs.
That's exactly right. I mean, private chefing was sort of a luxury that was common on the East End during the summer, during the holiday seasons. But through the pandemic, more and more people have been looking for it, A, as a way to make sure it's safe dining. They procure their food from safe places. They know the chef there. Oftentimes, the chef will live there. So they haven't been out in the world. The definition of social distance for them. Also, what these chefs can do then, they can create experiences. So if you're a family that typically travel to the south of France during the summer, and now you're out in the Hamptons, the chef can create a south of France dinner. They can create an Italian-themed dinner if you used to go to Tuscany. So having a private chef, they know the best sourcing. They work with all the restaurants out here. So they're really promoting, hey, don't always eat at home. Go out and eat at these restaurants. But they know the
do it at home.
Sourcing at the restaurants use.
Do it at home.
Do it at home.
And Eric,
and they'll pair it for you.
Your article says how I can find a private chef, and then I'm going to get my private chef. I'm going to pair the wine, and I'm not just going to be good. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be not just Corona good. Lauren, it's going to be the best meal you ever had. You know, I just learned how to be cool with Dantastic Hamptons. Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for Dantastic Hamptons. Now, more
Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb.
Is this radio show good, or is it just Corona good? Lauren, I want to get back to it because we have to start talking about whether this lease, and we're going to have the landlord being an investor in the business. I need to think about this, how we're going to be good and not just Corona good. We'll be right back after the break and address that. We'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a rental property, flipping a home, opening a successful business? This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb.